Think of it while we pray. Have you a need today? Have you a need greater than you're physically able to obtain? Is the money so low that you can't pay your rent? Is the children wanting new shoes and you ain't got the money to buy them? Is the barrel empty at your house and the crew's about run dry? You can't buy feed for your stock and there's something wrong. Remember, he made a promise. Are you sick and the doctor says that you need an operation and you haven't got the money to do it? You have need. Are you a sinner? Is your need great, knowing if God should call today, you'd be lost? Are you a backslider running from God? You know you belong to some church, but you know you're not right. Your own conscience tells you, according to the Word, that you're not right. You have a need. Don't let these words fall in thorny grounds or on rocks, stony hearts. May they fall in good, fertile soil. If you're sick and the doctor says you can't get well and you promise God that you'll serve Him all the days of your life and you're certain that He's God, come meet His requirement. If you have a need, will you first do as much as to raise your hand to God that you have a need of something? God bless you. Let us pray. Oh Lord, just as certain as I'm in this pulpit this morning, I know that there could not be one of those hands go up without You knowing it. For Thou art God. You said, is not so many sparrows sold for 2 farthings? How much more are You than a sparrow? How much more did You see the hands of those mortal beings in which Your Son Jesus died for? How more did You see their hands than You would a sparrow if it fell this morning? I suppose for a dozen sparrows wouldn't sell for a penny this morning because no one wants them. It'd be the trouble of burying them. But You know every one of them. You know every feather that's in their body. You know every hair that's on our head. Oh, Lord,